things always start out with such promise, like I have my electronic stuff, and it doesn't always work. It leads to disappointment. You ever had those situations where spirits are high and this is going to be a great thing? We're really going to get this done. And then a day passes, an hour, maybe a week, month, maybe even a few years. And it goes from, this is going to be great, to, how come everything hasn't happened? Why haven't we done, or why didn't you do all the right things to work things out perfectly? You really must not care about how things go because it didn't go the way you said it would. You haven't changed the world yet. Well, here's not life rule number one, but one that you probably know. Life disappoints. In today's Bible reading, though, there's a line that stands out. It says, hope does not disappoint us. Really? It seems, maybe it's just cynical me, but it seems as if hope almost always disappoints. And I know that it's easy to say, and religious people and preachers are supposed to say, well, it's not hope that disappoints, it's the loss of hope. When we give up hope, we're disappointed. And then I say, well, if you'd never hoped, then you wouldn't be disappointed. I hope for this. It's not happening, I'm disappointed. Well, is there a reason to hope? Things always seem to begin with hope. And then hope moves towards disappointment. And the Bible doesn't say that, does it? So I wonder, something to think about. How has your hope led to something great? You don't have to say anything right now, but just think. Think of the times where you have hoped and it has led to something great. And then think, how has hope led to disappointment? Oh, the highest of hopes dashed. And how do things get to either place? Maybe that's the biggest question. How do we go from hope to success or hope to joy? And how do we go from hope to disappointment? You ever heard people say, I am blessed? I say it all the time. I am so blessed to be here at St. Paul's. I am so blessed to be able to have food on the table. I am so blessed to have all of this. And it feels somewhat hollow, too, because it's like, I got it all going on, and I'm not always thinking about someone who is not blessed. And how could I say you are not blessed? I know we're supposed to have the positive mental attitude, right? How many of you went to high school? Anyone go to Downers Grove North? Anyone have Marilyn Muehlhauser for health class? Did you carry the eggs around? Yes? No? Did you drop your egg? We carried around eggs. As if they were children, and you know, you had to take care of that. And Marilyn Muehlhauser always talked about PMA, positive mental attitude. Long before Oprah was talking about The Secret, Marilyn was talking about PMA. She was a track coach. I ran some track with her in the summers, and she just oozed it. There's a person who lived in hope. I know she had disappointment in her life. So cynical me says, hope disappoints. Why even hope? And then hopeful me says, why not? Hope anyway, because it might. And isn't it better to live in hope and with a positive attitude than it is to live in anguish or sadness and a negative attitude. So I've got hopeful me, and I've got pessimistic or cynical me, and I'm not sure how to put those two together, and I've got this part I talked about before, about blessing. How do I tell a person where life is just awful, things are going horribly, to say, but you need to have hope, when what they really need is a sandwich or a tank of gas or a shoulder to cry on or someone to listen? Not to hear you are blessed, not to hear that it will be all right, but just to listen. And maybe in that listening, and maybe in that acknowledgement of despair and lack of hope and hopelessness, maybe that's where hope is born. I don't know. I don't have it all figured out. And I've had a cynical week, and I've had a hopeful week. I wish I could just pick one and do that. Be hopeful. Be cynical. It might even be more comfortable that way. However, it isn't that easy. I'm not quite sure that I'm completely down with the pattern that goes on the rest of this reading, where it says this produces this, and this produces this, and this produces this. It's sort of like one of those word puzzles where you start with the letter palm and you end up with joy or something. Well, four letters, that didn't quite work. But here we've got, we boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. All right, I can see how suffering might produce endurance. Usually it's not while you're suffering that you see that. Usually it's after the fact, when you have come out the other end and you can look back and see that your character was developed. But I really wish you could get to the endurance without the suffering. Sports people will tell you, no, you have to run. No, you have to work out. You have to do all this to get stronger. But wouldn't it? Really, couldn't we get to the endurance without having to have the suffering? I have trouble with people suffering. It bothers me. And I can't always see a reason and some endurance-building thing in there. Sometimes it just stinks. Like, why in the world did that have to happen? Why have hope if it's going to disappoint, right? Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Okay. Character produces hope. I don't know. Does it? Hope does not disappoint us. I've already covered that. But then this line, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The Bible is filled with examples of hope. And the Bible is filled with examples of disappointment. People have been being disappointed and writing about it for eons. People have disappointed God. I love that God didn't throw up his arms and say, forget it. God gets our disappointment. God gets when we disappoint. God gets our hopefulness and our hopelessness. God is the ultimate optimist. I see God through the scriptures. You can see the story. God has hope for humanity to do it right. Created a wonderful world. I know, we messed up. Sent all kinds of things. I know there's the whole thing with Noah and the flood and starting over. And even that bit bothers me, because in this wonderful story, and we're actually going to play, the bell choir is going to play the Noah's Ark story, and I'm going to narrate it. And all the way through it, I got to tell you, I have trouble with the Noah's Ark story, because it shows God throwing up his arms and saying, forget it, I'm starting over. And that's not what God does. I don't like that. I learned Noah's Ark as a kid backwards and forwards. I don't like the story. I really don't. Doesn't show the character of God throughout the rest of scriptures. Because then God sends the prophets, and what do the people do to the prophets? They kill them. They say bad things about them. And yet God says, no, I'm going to do something good. God sends Jesus, They'll listen. And we kill him. God says, ha, gotcha, I'm bringing him back to life. God is the ultimate optimist. God does not give up hope. I know that we do. I know that I have, and I know that I will. I know that sometimes I struggle to be a person who has a positive mental attitude, and sometimes it just rolls off me naturally. I know that I disappoint people, and I try to do better. So, we live in a world filled with some hope and a lot of disappointment. And cynical me says, what's the use of hoping? But thank God that cynical me doesn't run everything, and thank God that even positive me doesn't run everything. Thank God that God, the ultimate optimist, has got our backs, has got whatever it is. God's hope never ends. God's love for us never ends. You cannot do anything, try as you might, to be separated from God's love. You might feel it. You might be disappointed. You might feel hopeless. But God's love is still present. I know I don't always feel it. And I know that a lot of you probably don't always feel it. But I hope that you can take some comfort in just those simple words. Words that you can repeat. Repeat when you're feeling awful. Repeat when you're feeling joyful. Whatever it is. God's hope never ends. Just say that with me. God's hope never ends. God's hope never ends. God's hope never ends. Amen.